His check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a partly sunny day today, a high near 50. We'll get the details on our forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Shepherd's Run is taking a big step forward out of Copec. Hectate Energy, the developer behind the proposed Shepherd's Run solar farm, proposed for Route 23 and Route 7 in Copec, submitted its permit application to the New York State Office of Renewable Energy on Tuesday. The project has been highly debated by local residents over the past 2 years because of its size, which surpasses the town's zoning laws, limiting solar projects like Shepherd's Run to 10 acres. The project has been highly debated by local residents over the past 2 years, largely because of its size, which surpasses the town's zoning laws, as we said. A working group comprised of members with different views on the project, Sensible for Solar in Rural New York and Friends of Columbia Solar, along with members of Columbia Land Conservancy and groups from Cornell Cooperative Extension and Volunteer Landscape Architects, have outlined a list of recommendations for the project for Hectate. The group is committed to working with Hectate to further develop its vision, along with community input, according to the statement. The working group called on the New York State Office of Renewable Energy, citing not to deem Hectate's application complete until the company has fully incorporated the working group's recommendations. An update for Tanglewood 2022. More James Taylor tickets are released, and John Williams will conduct at the Tanglewood Parade. That's right, composer-conductor John Williams will be on the podium with others during Tanglewood on Parade on August 2nd, the traditional gala concert featuring the BSO, Boston Pops, and Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra. A limited number of newly released tickets are being made available for the July 3rd and 4th James Taylor concerts, which previously had been listed as sold out. Details on the number and location of the tickets have not been announced. In addition to the popular artist schedule, the Black Crowes present Shake Your Moneymaker is listed for June 29th. Guest artists Indigo Girls will join the previously announced Brandi Carlile on August the 30th. The Department of Public Health reported significant overcounts of Massachusetts COVID deaths when state public health officials published the report about the latest COVID-19 impacts on Massachusetts. The cumulative death toll on Monday through 2 years of the pandemic suddenly will stand about 15% lower. The Baker administration will start using new public health surveillance definitions next week, narrowing the window of time between a confirmed COVID-19 diagnosis and death required for the fatality to get attributed to the highly infectious disease. Let's take a look at some of the meetings going on in and around our tri-state region. Meetings in Sharon tonight at 4 o'clock, the Sharon Green Committee, Sharon Board of Education Enrollment Committee at 5, Inland Wetlands at 6:30, Sharon Park and Recreation at 6:30, and Board of Education at 7. In Salisbury at 10 a.m. this morning, the SAHC Nominating Subcommittee at 5:30, Salisbury Pathways. At 6:30, the Inland Wetlands Commission and Watercourse. In North Canaan tonight at 7 o'clock, the Planning and Zoning Commission, doubleheader in Falls Village with the Board of Finance at 6:30 tonight and Board of Selectmen at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the Park and Recreation have their meeting. It's via Zoom at 6:30 tonight. In Kent, Historic District Commission has their regular meeting at 5 p.m. In Sheffield, the Board of Health meets at 5:30 tonight, the Conservation Commission at 7, and the Weavertuck School Board District of Education has their Board of Education meeting via Zoom. That is happening tonight at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find specials every night of the week. Also, you'll find a tapas menu. You'll find them on the web, interlakeninn.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 32,944.19, the NASDAQ at 12,843.81, and the S&P 500 at 4204.31. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.